For more now on Ari Fleischer and the art of the press secretary, we turn to Marlon Fitzwater, who holds the distinction of being the only man to do it for two presidents, and he was at the White House for 10 years, from 1983 to 1993, in the Reagan and first Bush administrations. Marlon Fitzwater, first of all, when you hear the work of Ari Fleischer fielding questions from the White House press corps, is it recognizable to you as substantially the same job, or has it changed much in the 10 years since you last did it?
Well, the words sound the same, and the situations are the same. I can recall people being fired or resigning and not wanting to quite own up to it, just as Ari did. But the big difference is the size of the press corps now and the pervasiveness of the press corps through the technological changes of the last decade.
But it still seems to come down to the mental software of the White House press secretary, who, for example, the example you paraphrased there, when somebody has just been canned and you're going to face six versions of the question, did that person jump or was he pushed? You have to say things like, I think the resignations speak for themselves. How exactly does the White House press secretary rehearse for that kind of performance?
Well, for one thing, you know it's coming, so that before you go out on that stage, you have to think through exactly what you want to say and what you don't want to say and where you're going to draw the line. So the press secretary says simply, they're gone, I won't go any further. Well, all the people sitting in that room, they know exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they're committed to try to get you to say more. You're not going to say any more. But the fact is, the stories will come out about right. And so it all works out for all parties.
Yeah, which is to say, though, that the reporter, the White House reporter, goes to the press secretary's briefing knowing that the one place where he's not going to get the straight story of what happened with that resignation/dismissal is from the White House press secretary, whose job is to tell the White House press corps what's going on.
Well, not exactly, because he does get the straight story. In a sense, he gets it pretty much the way it happened, but he does it by virtue of the 50 reporters who work there every day. They know the press secretary and how he operates. The press secretary knows what he can say and how to say it to present the president's views in the way he wants.
When you started as White House press secretary in the 1980s, cable television was still a fairly low penetration phenomenon in the U.S., and the briefing was not necessarily a live infotainment event that went on and that people viewed in significant numbers. Has it changed it all that much that when reporters are asking questions of the press secretary, it's not just to get an answer for a story, it's to be on television and asking the question?
Yes, that's an enormous change. I didn't allow live coverage of my briefings. I did allow the film to be taken for the first 5 minutes so that television could show the film in the background and thereby show their viewers where it was coming from and what the source was and set the stage. But then the correspondent had to explain the story. And in the Clinton administration, they adopted the live television approach, and that really changed the dynamics of the briefing, because basically what it made it was a television show rather than a more educational kind of period where you could really talk about the substance of issues and why the president was taking certain decisions. On television, you can't afford to do that, and you have to be very disciplined and giving good sound bites and quick brief answers and just stating the conclusions of whatever information you're discussing.
Mr. Fitzwater, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Former White House Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater.